Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled The Insane Lives of Paparazzi. This video explores the lives or the careers of paparazzi as they go about their daily tasks of following celebrities and taking pictures of them. And paparazzi describe how they do this, how they make money, and also some of the negative views that people have about them. So if you're interested in seeing that full video, you can go ahead and take a look after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's get into our sentences. People look at paparazzi on the street and they automatically assume negative things about us. We're just out here making a living, just like every other person. So in these two sentences, one of the paparazzi is talking about what people think of them. And he basically says that usually paparazzi get a bad rap. So people see them and they automatically think that they're bad people or what they're doing is really bad. And the man interviewed defends them and says that he and the rest of the paparazzi are just trying to make a living. They're just trying to work and make money just like everyone else is. All right, let's read those sentences one more time, a little slower. People look at paparazzi on the street and they automatically assume negative things about us. We're just out here making a living just like every other person. All right, let's get into our vocab. Our first vocabulary word is paparazzo. So paparazzo is a noun. And in our sentence, it says paparazzi. Paparazzi is the plural form of this word, and the singular form is paparazzo. So if you want to say many of these people, you would say many paparazzi. But if you just want to talk about one of them, you would say one paparazzo. However, it's a lot more common to hear the word paparazzi because usually they are in a group. So a paparazzo is someone who follows celebrities to get photographs of them, and then they sell these photographs to the media. An example sentence might be, the paparazzo snapped a photo of the celebrity as she walked out of the restaurant. All right, our next word is related to paparazzo, and it is photographer. So as we just discussed, a paparazzo is someone who takes photographs of celebrities. And in general, someone who takes photographs is called a photographer. And this is especially true if they take photographs as their job. So you could say something like, this photographer is famous for his beautiful skyline photos. All right, the next word is automatically. Automatically is an adverb. And if you do something automatically, you do it without thinking or without paying attention. So for example, you could say, I automatically switched the light off as I left the room, forgetting that my brother was still there. So in this sentence, we say, I automatically switched the light off. And that would mean that without thinking or without paying attention to anything else, I just switched the light off. And that's probably because I'm too used to doing this. So every time I leave the room, I switch the light off. So this has become an automatic thing, something that I do automatically. All right, our next word is related to automatically, and it is automatic. So automatic is an adjective, and it describes an action that's done without thinking. And machines can also do things automatically, or we would describe a machine as automatic. And if a machine is automatic, it can do something without being controlled by a person. An example sentence could be, the door at the convenience store is automatic. And that would mean that that door opens on its own. You don't have to press a button or do anything. It just opens as you walk by it. All right, our next word is assume. Assume is a verb and it means to think that something is true or probably true without really knowing that it is true. So maybe you don't have any proof and you don't have any real knowledge about this thing, but you just think, you know, it's probably true. I assume it's true. And an example sentence could be, I assumed she would like pink better than blue. So in this sentence, the person might think, oh, she's a girl, so I think she would like pink better than blue. And that would be them assuming that. So they assumed she would like pink. But in reality, they don't actually know if this is true. So although they assumed it, it might not be true. Maybe she likes blue better. They don't know. Our next word is related to assume, and it is presume. Presume is also a verb, and assume and presume both mean to think that something is true, but they are a little different. So while assume is usually used when we don't really have much evidence, we just are kind of guessing. But presume is usually used when we have some evidence. So we're kind of making a more informed guess. We have more knowledge behind our guess when we say presume. An example sentence might be, I presume the email was only sent to you since I didn't receive it. So in this case, we do have some evidence, we have some knowledge about this situation, and that's why we use the word presume. All right, our next vocabulary is make a living. So make a living is a phrase, and it means to earn the money that you need to live. So basically to pay for housing and food and all the other things that you need to live. And an example sentence could be, Jane makes a living selling clothing online. So this would mean that her job or the way that she earns money is by selling clothing online. All right, our last vocabulary is bring home the bacon. So bring home the bacon is another phrase related to earning money. And this one means to earn money for a family to live on. So in a family, often not everyone is working. Maybe only the father is working, or only the mother, or both parents, but not the children. So in this case, we say that whoever is working is bringing home the bacon. So they are earning money for the whole family to live on. And an example sentence would be, working is tough, but someone's gotta bring home the bacon. And that would mean, although working isn't very fun, someone has to earn money for our family in order for us to survive. All right, that is all of our vocabulary. So let's look at our sentences one more time. People look at paparazzi on the street and they automatically assume negative things about us. We're just out here making a living, just like every other person. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, what do you think of paparazzi? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.